Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Eliana Sohn Cohen, and today we are studying Birkot HaTorah. I want to take a deeper look into the first blessing of Birkot HaTorah and how, from its first two sentences, we can learn how to infuse our lives with the spirit and wisdom of Torah. We are going to focus on the words La'asok, which means to be busy with, and va'arev, which means, and to sweeten. First, let's look at the sequence. First, we ask God, la'asok b'divrei Torah, keep us busy with Torah. Then, right after, we ask, va'arev na Hashem Elokeinu et divrei Torahcha b'finu v'fi amcha Beit Yisrael. Please make your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of all of the house of Israel. First we ask for the opportunity to be involved in Torah, and then we ask that he allows us to enjoy it. Lasok is an interesting word to start with. It means to be busy, occupied, in the way that one with an esek, a business, is constantly engrossed with his or her enterprise. We ask God to give us this unabated interest, curiosity, and feeling of investment in Torah. Then, in the next sentence of this prayer, we ask, Va'arev na, and make the words of Torah sweet to us, please. May they be enjoyable and energizing for all Jews in every generation. But why not just make Torah irresistibly palatable in the first place? After all, it is human nature to pursue things we think will be enjoyable. Perhaps the order is related to our national mantra, as stated at Mount Sinai, found in the Book of Shemot, chapter 24, verse 7. Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do, and then we will listen. First we commit, we get started, and then we figure out the details along the way. Or as I like to think of it, na'aseh, we start doing, and in the process, v'nishma, we delve into the neshama, the soul, the essence of the Torah. This sequence, in turn, demonstrates God's trust in us. He doesn't use the carrot and stick method, dangling something in front of us to get our attention. As Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks puts it in one of his essays on the Haggadah, the free God seeks the free worship of free human beings and invites those who heed his call to become co-architects in creation. Action creates endearment. Initiative engenders investment. A moving example of how getting started, particularly when we don't feel at our best, results in feelings of endearment and investment in the Torah, is found in Pirkei Avot, chapter 4, Mishnah 14. In this Mishnah, Rabbi Nehorai recommends, Havei gole limkom Torah. Go into voluntary exile, become an expatriate, and go to a place of Torah, a place that is heavily influenced by Torah. He is giving this advice to anyone who feels stuck or unsatisfied in their relationship with Torah. Something is missing. There's room for growth, and growth requires movement. Understandably, someone who receives this kind of advice will probably question it. So Rabbi Nehorai continues, Va'al tomar shehi tavo acharecha. Don't assume this kind of opportunity is just going to come to you, that your friends will hold you up with their own hands. Shechaverecha yekaimuha biyadecha. Their own knowledge nor your own insights are enough. Essentially, if you want a meaningful connection to something or someone, most definitely when it comes to learning and connecting to Torah and God, it requires stepping outside of one's comfort zone. Even one step opens up the possibilities. In the Pinchas Kahati translation of Pirkei Avot, he translates the phrase, Shechaverecha yekaimuha biyadecha, that your friends will preserve it in your hand, your Torah. He translates it in a positive sense. Once you step outside that fear, stagnation, and uncertainty within yourself, your friends will hold you up. They will help you discover Torah in your relationship with it in a way that you could not do on your own. Through discussion, through debate, through the ties of friendship in and of themselves. As it says in Brachot 63b, the knowledge of Torah is acquired only in association with others. What makes Torah enjoyable and precious is the combination of the study of the book and the people of the book. The relationships we make through looking at a common text, history, and mission together, sharing our ideas, our emotions, our greatest dreams, fears, and hopes with one another, that is a crucial part of learning and living Torah. All it takes is one step, and then another, one foot in front of the other. Today, take one step out of your comfort zone. Take the initiative to help someone, to put a smile on someone's face, to learn something new, to teach something new, and may you, your friends, and your family experience the sweetness of Torah. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.